views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of the board, staff, underwriters, and donors of Voice of Vashon. And welcome to Adventures in Recovery here at the Voice of Vashon. Every Tuesday at 1:30, your host, Tom Walston, is always happy to be here with you and talk about, well, we talk about recovery. And that means something different to a lot of different people. Doesn't necessarily have to be about drugs or alcohol. We're all recovering from something every day in our lives. And it really comes down to just finding ways for bettering ourselves as far as being well-rounded and having maybe a little bit of a happier life and being able to ask ourselves at the end of the day, who did I help today? And be able to come up with an answer that really does help our brothers and sisters. So in a moment, we have a person with us that does exactly that. She helps a lot of people in a lot of different ways. And right after this, we're going to hear from Abby Lawson.
A desert road from Vegas to nowhere. Someplace better than where you've been. A coffee machine that needs some fixing. In a little cafe just around the bend. I am calling you. Oh, can't you hear me?
Hey, thank goodness you're all listening today, because I love, one of my favorite months of the year and seasons of the year is the fall. And that brings us to November, which is very well known as Gratitude Month. We share gratitude, we give gratitude, and so there's no coincidence. This is when Thanksgiving rolls around. So I've got a guest with us today that brings so much gratitude, and we're really grateful for Abby. Her name is Abby Lawson, and she wears several different hats on the island, but the two I'm mostly aware of is she is on our board of directors at Vashon Youth and Family Services. And this is Giving Month for Vashon Youth and Family Services, and she plays a big role in that. And the board does a lot of different things behind the scenes for Vashon Youth and Family Services, that many of things I'm not even aware of that maybe she'll fill us in with today. But also the other hat that she wears, and one of her other, and I will use the word positions, is she is a yoga instructor. So she knows a lot of different positions that we can all do some healing through. And her business on the island is called Still Point. Welcome, Abby. I'm so glad you're with us.
Thank you, Tom. I'm so grateful to be here and grateful for this beautiful fall day we have too.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So were you raised on the island, or what's your background?
I have lived on the island since 2012. I was in sixth grade when I moved on the island. Originally, I'm from Utah, but made my way to Vashon by way of Orcas Island and Maui in Hawaii, actually.
So you are an island girl.
I'm an island hopper. I love it. I love to have the water around me. I love the calm island time. I love to fight with fairies every day. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, the island, I don't know if this has been your experience, but I have found Vashon to be what I call a healing vortex.
It feels that way, doesn't it? There's just something so magically medicinal about the woods on the island.
Yeah.
You come here and you just get wrapped up in so much TLC, I think.
You know, and I don't know, we got kind of short-sighted on the colors this fall because the rain came so early, it washed a lot of the leaves off the trees. But in spite of it all, I love the transition of the seasons. We go from summer into fall, and then we can enjoy the rain ending, sometime in April.
If we're lucky, April, yeah.
If we're lucky, exactly. So, could you share with our listeners what exactly does being on the board entail as far as VYFS?
It's a great question. So we've got a really wonderful makeup of board members for Vashon Youth and Family Services. I'll plug right away, we're actually interested in adding more board members to the team. So if you're curious, please reach out. I serve as the vice president of the board of directors, and that includes making sure, you know, one, fiduciary, fiscal, legal responsibility for the organization. So making sure all of the T's are crossed and the I's are dotted. But also, and I believe more than anything, we're just there to make sure that the organization, the staff, the executive director feel supported in everything that they do. So we do that. We meet once a month. We have different committees. I'm also the chair of our fundraising committee. But we also just love to be in community. So you might see us around with our red hats or our tan hats and our red T-shirts that say be a part of the heart. We try to circulate. We'll be out. We were out at trick-or-treating. You know, we try to be there for every First Friday and different events like that, too. So feel free to find anyone in a red shirt and just connect with us.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of our signature trademark when we're out marketing, mm-hmm. so to speak. So those of you that are going to be uptown on any event, when you see the red shirts, and sometimes we're in front of Thriftway, sometimes we're regardless, but it's a good opportunity for people to have questions, their questions answered. Like, what does VYFS do? You know, for those that have not taken advantage of some of our services, which range all the way from childcare to organization or to groups up at O-Space to counseling. And my department is the substance use disorder area. So if you know someone, or if you yourself are having issues with substance and want to maybe make a positive change in your life, come and see me or any of our other counselors to help you get through stuff, especially with the holidays coming up. I mean, we're here for the community, and that's what we've been proudly serving for, what, I think almost 50 years
that
we've been
around? Oh, yeah, decades and decades. And that's the thing. I never mean to sound flippant, but when people ask, what does VYFS do? I ask, you know, what do you need? Because we probably do it. Do you need aftercare childcare? Do you need resource navigation, counseling, our dad's cafe, our new parent cafe, a meal, language services, right? What is it that you're seeking for? And we probably do that. VYFS has such a breadth and a depth of offerings on the island. And I just adore everyone that works for the agency. So thank you, Tom, and everyone else for all that you do for our community.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I love everybody that works there too. You know, how many times have we had a job where certain personalities kind of, you know, the type, they kind of rub us the wrong way or maybe have certain egos and this and that. And I'll tell you what, I feel so fortunate to be involved with an organization where everybody is just so down to earth and
just
so
good
real.
People. Oh, yeah. Salt of the earth people all the way around, I think.
Oh, yeah. And I think everybody there really looks forward to going to work every day. At least I know I do. And then I get a double whammy of being able to host this weekly radio show and help promote VYFS services, but just interview fun people on the island like you. You know, I mean, how else do I get to know some of the people, especially since I don't actually live on the island, but I get to take a ferry over here 3 or 4 times a week. And yeah, that's how I find out about Still Point, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Formerly known as Claro and now Still Point, that gentle, calm center that lives in each of us, but now on the island too.
So folks, we're talking about yoga, and I've heard way too many people say, you know, if I ask them, hey, do you do yoga? Well, I'm not really a yoga person. And that's usually coming from a male. I hate to judge, but usually because it's like, well, what is a yoga person? I mean, I don't know what that means. Can you tell me what you think that means? And really what yoga, and you can give a better description probably than I can, but to me, yoga is just learning several things, but one is stretching, how to stretch. We don't do enough of that. And then we wonder why we have inflammation and soreness in our hips or our knees or our lower back or what have you. But also, it's such a beautiful centering technique to just turn the outside world off just long enough to find yourself again and to really appreciate the stillness.
You nailed it. I think it's easy in America and the Western world to conflate yoga with wearing brand new expensive Lululemon yoga clothes and having this amazing physique and, you know, being able to pop into a handstand. But that's really not the point of it, in my opinion. It's not the, you know, the ancient practice of it. And I think you're spot on, Tom. It's this practice of just taking a moment to quiet the outer world and to come in and assess how are you during the day and how are you in your mind and your body? You know, are the knees creaky and achy today? Is the mind really racing today? Are you caught up on this argument or, you know, caught up on this task that you need to be doing? And it's just it's a really, I think, gentle, but has the potential to be rigorous practice of self-inquiry and self-observation.
Mm. Boy, I love the way you put it. And folks, I'm here to tell you, if you pass gas while doing yoga, you're doing it right.
Exactly. You've nailed it. Welcome to enlightenment. Yeah.
Well, I say that because that's a lot of the fear that kind of, I think, keeps some people away. And, you know, and if the group setting kind of may intimidate you, Abby also offers one-on-one sessions, or maybe if it's just going to be you and a partner or you and a friend, are you and a couple of close family members, that's attainable as well. Correct?
It is. And we have a lot of folks that start that way, you know, that feel that they don't know what the yoga is and are intimidated to come into practice. And I've been that way. I did yoga at home for 3 years before even touching a studio because I was so intimidated. So, you know, such a big goal of building the studio is that you can come in and feel safe there. And we're all, you know, tooting and crying and burping and embarrassing ourselves. But certainly we have a lot of folks that start with just a gentle one-on-one practice where we explore what yoga is, what your goals are, dreams are. We talk about the yoga philosophy, start building our meditative muscles, and then people come and drop into the private or the group classes.
Well, you know, and we hold so much emotion in our body. So when you mentioned feelings or crying, I'm sure it's not uncommon for a person to have maybe an emotional release while they're practicing some of the yoga poses.
Again, it's, you know you've done it well when something starts to stir the pot. I think it's easy in our lives to almost run away or to try to dissolve these big emotions that we have as humans, as animals on the planet. But yoga gives us the opportunity to not run away from those and to turn in fact, and to tend to our heart and to experience them, whether it's, you know, crying and a release of grief when you get into a hip stretch, or maybe you're sinking low in a squat and you get to observe how you face challenge, right? When you're sitting in there and the legs are burning and challenge has been ignited, do you get up and run away? Do you blame the teacher and lash out? Do you blame yourself for being too weak or not knowing? You know, and it's really, we call it the yoga practice. And I think in part because it's a practice for life and just noticing how we are and how we react to things, and giving ourselves the time to tend to ourselves.
Well, not to mention, it's an opportunity for us to not be so judgmental about ourselves, because, you know, my understanding of yoga is it's not an endurance test. You stretch or you get into the positions at your own level of comfort. Mm-hmm. And you can measure your growth and your progress from week to week to week to week by the satisfaction of, oh, I can get into that full lotus right now. Or the, what's the dog? It's called,
there's downward dog.
Yeah. I was thinking of. Downward dog. And some of them are, because everybody's going to do it different. Mm-hmm. And nobody's going to be an exact blueprint of, especially of Abby. You know, she's been doing this for a while. You've been doing this for how long?
I've been practicing regularly since 2018, so a while now.
Wow, 7 years. And how did you, did you start this on the island of Hawaii? Or?
I actually was in London the first time I practiced yoga. I was visiting some friends in London, and there was a yoga studio that had free classes, and we sprinted down the city blocks and showed up a couple minutes late and just exhausted anyways. And I remember thinking like, wow, this is really hard. They don't tell you how hard yoga is. so that was my first foray. And then it fizzled out for a while and came back months and later, when I was struggling and feeling lost on my way and insecure and uncertain of what I was to be doing and what I was doing, and found yoga online, actually. And with a really well-known teacher, her name is Adrienne, and she has brought a lot of goodness to the practice, where she preaches that exact same thing, Tom, where it's not what does the pose looks like, but find what feels good. Find what feels true to your body in this moment. Because even though I've been practicing for 7 years, my downward dog looks and feels different every single day. It's never the same.
Interesting. So we're breaking holding patterns in the body. Mm-hmm. And it's like Abby said earlier, you don't have to buy a new set of leotards. You don't have to, for the guys, you don't have to do anything other than just show up.
Oh yeah. I wear the cozy clothes that I buy from Granny's. That's what I wear to practice in and wear to teach in. So whatever you are or wearing or whoever you are, there's room for you there.
And sometimes the funkier, the better.
Totally. Oh, definitely so.
It allows us to exercise a little bit of humor and maybe not take it quite so seriously. And one tip for those that are a newcomer to yoga, if you're really, really intimidated, go on YouTube and just watch beginning yoga and just try it in the privacy of your own home. Just go, you know, this isn't that bad. You know, I think I will give Abby a call, and a little bit down the line here, we'll talk about how a person can get in touch with you and get involved with Still Point. But, you know, one of my experiences with yoga was at an area that offered what was called 12-step yoga. And some of you are familiar with the 12 steps, but they all have something different that they offer. And for instance, the yoga position for step 12 was about having the hand, reaching out the hand for others and being there for other people. So it was a pose that had the palms up in gratitude and in giving and sharing. So you also had there's a spiritual component, which there can be as well, and it's not mandatory, but you make it yours. Whatever speaks to you is how you make yoga yours.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's just a sweet little practice of tapping into our body. And at the end of every class, we close down with gratitude, thanking our bodies, thanking our breath, thanking the wonderful land and all the teachers that have come before us. I think the 12-step yoga is such a beautiful practice, and it just resonates differently with everyone. Similar to how everyone is on their own recovery journey, everyone has their own process and foray into yoga and so much else.
And another spinoff and beautiful thing about yoga is you can do it anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, might learn your poses in a structured environment or from a seasoned professional like Abby Lawson, but let's say you're on a vacation. You don't have to bring your mat.
Oh, no.
You can go on the side of a beautiful, look at Washington here. We are so lucky to live in such an incredible place that offers every climate 12 months out of the year. Mm-hmm. In the summertime, if you're getting too hot, well, don't complain. Drive up to Mount Rainier and roll in the snow.
It's true.
If you don't like the rain, drive across the mountain over to the desert. And we have everything here. We have ancient rainforests. We have Puget Sound. We have, I'm lucky enough to be able to take a ferry to and from work.
I know, what an amazing commute.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Because the water itself is just so healing. And you're kind of a water person too, living on so many different islands.
I really am. I love the water. And I am also fearful and respect the water. I've, surfed for a bit and have just gotten absolutely beat up by waves. So I've got great reverence for the power of water, but I just love it. I love living on an island and, having a moat around me.
Exactly. Yeah. Turtle Island. Well, in fact, I learned a whole new respect for Mother Nature in Hawaii on the north shore of Oahu. I've seen these beautiful waves on this beautiful white sand beach and watching the surfers and going into the water, seeing a big wave come in. I think, I'm going to wave surf. And it's kind of an unusual sight, seeing a person of my size and age trying to body surf.
Did you catch it?
I caught it. The wave caught me and slammed my head underwater right into the sand. And that's when I realized Mother Nature deserves a whole lot of a whole lot more respect than I was giving her on that particular moment.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's fun and beautiful to look at, but it gets very serious. Mother Nature is an all-powerful force that I think commands respect.
Yeah, it's bigger than all of us. Mm-hmm. Yep, we think we can corral it and tame it, but good luck with that. Okay, so I've only got you for a couple more minutes, Abby. So let me ask you about, since this is Gratitude Month, and Vashon Youth and Family Services is right now reaching out. It's our fundraising month. Can you share with us a little bit more about what some of our goals are with that and about where we're going with that? I know all the envelopes have probably arrived in people's mailboxes by now.
Yes, I would say so, are out on their mailboxes. We're in every Friday hand signing these handwriting letters. it's no secret that budget cuts are rippling down from the top of the line in the federal government all the way into King County budget cuts. So we're calling this our budget cut busting fundraising campaign. And we are reaching out to Islanders, both individuals, organizations, or groups to really just support us in continuing our counseling services as Medicaid funding is getting cut. We, as Tom said, and as Tom does, we do so many different counseling services, whether that's your own addiction recovery or adventure in recovery, or you're just looking for a friend or a counsel. We offer so much on the island and are looking for different support features there.
Nice. Well, thank you for that, by the way. And they can always sign on to our website of vyfs.org. And when we come back, we're going to hear a little bit more from Abby about how you can enhance your holidays by maybe even getting a gift certificate for yourself or a family member for yoga.
Music.
once again, I want to thank my guest that we had today. We were lucky enough to have Abby Lawson, not only one of our board members at Vashon Youth and Family Services, but also the owner of a really, really interesting opportunity on Vashon of teaching. And she's a professional yoga teacher. So, Abby, how does a person get in touch with StillPoint?
You are able to contact us on our website, studiostillpoint.com, or our Instagram, StillPointVashon.
Well, that sums it up. Once again, thank you, Abby, and thanks for being with us here on Adventures in Recovery. Happy Thanksgiving,
thanks
everyone.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for the sun in the sky. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the clouds so high. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the whispering wind. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the birds in the spring. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the moonlit night. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the stars so bright. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the wonder in me. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the way I feel. Thanks for the animals, thanks for the land, thanks for the people everywhere. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all I've got. Thanks for all.